Viter in Shas. We're going to Kuf Chavta. Picking it up on Kuf Chav Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom. Masiv Rev Yirmiyah. We're trying again to knock out Reish Lakish. What did Reish Lakish say? Well, we left off discussing. We had a whole series of trying to knock him out. And that is about the Mishnah and Kalim. The Reish Lakish says that the Chum taught that tearing a garment and leaving less than a kerchief size is going to make it towers only in reference to a cloak, a talus, which is made of cloth, which is really flimsy. But if it would be leather, which is very strong, then a small amount left intact is going to make a connection between the torn pieces, and therefore, if one tears the majority of a piece of tame leather but leaves a small amount intact, the leather is going to remain tame. It's tar only if it completely tears it in dos. You've got to tear it completely in two. So now we say Masar Vyirmiya. Tanor Shinitma Vyave Tanor, a oven made out of cheres, pottery. It becomes tame. How do you mitire it? Chalka l'shlosha. I want to split it into at least three parts, right? One cracks the oven itself inside the plaster into at least three pieces. If you do it with only two, it's not enough because the larger piece is a majority of the oven will remain tame. Vigoris a tefila, and he scrapes the plaster from its outer walls. Beep, turn the page. Kufchav talam alaf. Ad shehei ba'arts, until it's stripped off down to the ground. Meaning even after the oven is broken, the plaster holds the broken pieces together. Therefore, until the plaster is totally removed, the oven's going to remain tummy. Omer, Omer, in a tarchlo legros, it fairly doesn't have to scrape off the plaster. Velo ad shehe ba'aretz, not, and also you don't have to strip it until it's down to the ground. El mema'ato mi befne me'arba tfachim, he has to reduce the oven from within to less than four tfachim, and that's enough. Just break the oven in a way that the pieces measure less than four tfachim. That's it. But we see, according to Meir, when he reduces the oven to less than four tefachim, it's tar, even though he didn't take off the plaster. In fact, the Gemara, Amai, why would that be the case? Lema ha chalom v'kai, say that the connection between the broken pieces is very strong. Because the fact that the plaster is holding together, the oven should remain tame. By stating that it's tar, the Mishnah goes against Reish Lakish. Amalei Rava, Rava says, we should say that, what about the din of the Rabbanon? It said in the Mishnah's first case, that Goris Atfila, Acheba Aret, so it scrapes the plaster from its outer walls until it's stripped down to the ground. According to the Rabbanon, the plaster is stopping the oven from becoming tar. So just like the din of a mayor knocks of Reish Lakish, it also so does the ruling of the Chachamim, it backs him up. So the Mishnah is not really kasha on Reish Lakish. El amarava hachikam. It's what the Mishnah means to say. Tanor shenitma. If you have an earthenware oven that became tame, ketzam tarim so, how do you mitire it? Divrei kol chokol l'shlosha. Everyone agrees, the Meir and the Chachamim, that you split it into three parts of gors. It's fairly scraped on the plaster from the outer walls. Achei ba'aretz, till it gets to the ground. And v'arotz shal yavu tanor l'itum. And someone wants, let's say, the oven shouldn't become tame. Okay, so what should he do? Chokol shlosha, split into three parts. Vigoris has failed sheba arts and scrape it down to the ground. Or Meir Omer ain't a tzarich lo lugoris has failed lo at sheba arts. Elamata mi befnim me arba tfachim. Just make it down to four tfachim. Rabbi Meir clearly is masking that where the oven has already been tummy, the plaster has been completely removed, or it's going to stop it from becoming tar because it's binding together these broken pieces. The machlokas is not. The machlok, it's not about the means by which the tame oven is taken out of tama, but how we stop it from coming tame in the first place. And we see that the Meir is entirely working along with Reish Lakish. Omer Mar, Chokol Ushlosha. We saw good going split into three parts, but let's say you split the oven into two parts. One of the parts would have the majority of it, and that, therefore, that part would stay tame. Raminhu. But hold on one second. But we have a Mishnah that says the following, which seems to go against us. Tanur Tchila Arba. Tanur Tchila So Arba. The original height of an oven has to be four tfachim. Only then it's going to be Kabbal Toma. V'shirav Arba. And its remnants also has to be four. Only then is it retain its tuma. To Rabbi Meir, Chamomim, but what's it talking about? That the tuma of a cheres oven requires four tefachim of height at the beginning and after it's broken. Begado, it's talking about a large oven. Although the katam is dealing with a small oven, tchilas kosher, the original height can be any amount. We should tigmar melachta from the time that it's complete. Shirav berubo, its remnant has to remain with a greater part of its height. Meaning a broken oven retains its status if the major part of its height remains intact. The kama kosher, how much is a kosher? What does that mean? Amar d'rei Rabbi Yanai, tefach mitzvah tefach. Shekein osin tarnurim benos tefach. Because they make the children's ovens the height of a tefach. These small little ovens. Like, you know, what are those things called? Bake it yourself or something like that. Anyway, taima. But we see from here that the reason a broken oven is going to hold on to its tumas, they could share our bar because it's left over as four tefachim. That's why it is halakha shir of Abraham, but the mashmos is that when the remnants are not for tefachim high, tahor, the broken oven is tahor, even if one of the remnants has a majority of the oven. But the earlier Mishnah said that if one of the pieces is a majority of the oven, it's going to remain tummy even if it's less than for tefachim. So we got a bit of a steer of Mishnahs here. Amri, they said, hasam, the tzalke mitzlak. There in the Mishnah that requires what's left over to be less than four tefachim is where he splits the oven horizontally. That's going sideways, as opposed to top to bottom. It's left to right or right to left. Hachad avid gishra, but the other one is talking where he splits it vertically straight down the middle. That says that it has to be, that the remnants don't have to be majority of the oven. That's what it means. Amar mar, shir berubo, it's leftover stuff. It's remained the greater part of its height. The Gemara assumes this is talking about small ovens, whose original height only has to be a tefach. So we say, rubo de tefach, an oven has the greater part of a tefach. Lamai chazi, what's it fit for? Why do we consider an oven of this size to be a kli in reference to being a kabotumah? Rabbi, shiari gadu berubo. The Mishnah means that the remnant of the large oven must be remain with the greater part of its height. If a leftover retains this measure, it's tameh. If it's less than that measure, then it's tuma leaves. Vaha amri rabbanan arba. But earlier in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Chum said that the remnants of the large oven has to be four tefachim. Lokasha. Habatanu rabba. Tisha, the case in which the leftover has to retain the greater part of the height, is talking about an oven of nine tefachim. Habatanu rabba shiva. The other one is talking about a case of where the leftover has to measure four tefachim. It's talking about when it's seven tefachim. Okay, Lishna Chrina Amrila. We're going back to the statement that we said yesterday's daf, that someone who leaves a kerchief size intact while tearing a tummy cloak, and the machloks in Ryuchan Reish Lakish. Lishna Chrina Amrila, others say this version, another version of Hun is Din. Amr of Hun, Mishim, Mishmal, Berab Yossi, when the Mishnah says that tearing a majority of the baged retains. I'm sorry, makes it tower. I feel sheer about kedema forest. It's din applies even where he left intact the cloak. They might need it for a kerchief. I'm ready to shlokish loshan elatalis. I always thought this din that the garment is tower even if there's more than a kerchief left. It's only worth about a talis, about a cloak, which is made of cloth, or chashu. But when it's talking about is a piece of leather that's a kerchief size, then it's considered chashu, and they're significant in reference to Tumah. Therefore, you tear the majority of it, but you leave over a mat that's necessary for a kerchief that's going to remain Tumah. Yochanan Amar, no, if you or Nami lo chashiv, even if it's that chashiv, that size over there, even if you leave over a kerchief intact, it's going to be Tahor. Esav Yochanan Reish Lakish, that's a kasha, or Tumah Midras, about a leather contaminated with the Midras Tumah, that, you know, Zav or Nida ended up leaning, putting its weight on it, even without touching it. The owner thought about it and decided to make it into straps and sandals. As soon as he puts a knife to a tar, it becomes tar. It can remain tar until you reduce it to less than 5 tefachim square. But once you reduce it to less than that size, then it agrees it's tar. Why? Said it's still chashiv. And therefore, it should retain its status of tum even after we put it back to the five. We cut it down to five, less than five tefachim. Saying it's tar goes against Reish Lakish. Nachamai skin of the kabbay leila moshe of zav. The leather was needed for the seat of the zav. Right, this was its designated use. Once it reduced to less than five tefachim square, it's no longer fit for that use. So although a kerchief size remains intact, the leather is tahor. Normally, though, a kerchief size would be enough to cause a torn piece of contaminated leather to stay in its state of tumah. Zakta next Haliga Mishnah. We're going to be talking about over here two cases where you have small amounts of nevela meat are attached to a piece of the hide. Or Shiyeshal of Kazayas Basa. Let's say you have a piece of hide that has a Kazayas of nevela meat attached to it. When the hide is removed from the nevela, you have a Kazayas remained attached to part of the hide. Someone who touches a sliver that protrudes from the meat, a thin shred of meat that's dangling from the kezias, then of someone who touches it, or let's say of a sarah she connects the tummy, or a strand of the hair on the opposite side of the meat, will become tame. Rashi says the sarah harvey shomer, kedarminan chilchuli mechalchel, right? Because he said this is considered like a shomer. Case number two, hayo love kishnei chatzar zesim, if there are two half kazesim attached, you know, meat attached to the hide, it was removed from the nevel, and two separate pieces of meat remained attached to the hide, each one had half a kazayis, mitame masav lomaga, you're going to be tame through carrying it, but not through touching it, it's going to be shmal, it's like going to be shmal. He holds that the two half kazesim of meat retain their chashivas as meat, and not just considered part of the hide, so someone who carries it is going to be tame because he carried a kezias of nevela meat. But if he goes ahead and just touches, they don't become tame because this is what, because one who touches two separate pieces of meat, even at the same time, is considered like two separate acts of contact, each of a half kezias, and therefore not going to be tame. Rabbi Kiva, it's not going to become mitame at all. Lo b'magal umasa, neither one of them. Umode, Rabbi Kiva, b'shtei chatzoy zeshem, shetochfam b'kesam v'hesitam shutame. But he agrees that if a person stuck the two half kazisim of this nevela onto a piece of wood and removed them, then he's going to become tame. You join them together, let them become tame. He says the or itself is mevatel. We saw this a couple of days ago. Arma ulamar, it says the gemara ulamar biyochanan lo sharela platoso chay platoso chaya. Right, the Mishnah said that a kezias and nevela meat attached to a hide is going to transmit tumah to a person who touches it or who touches the hide to which is attached. And we're saying that this is only where the meat attached to the hide was cut off by the bite of a wild animal. In that case, the kezias retains its significance as meat. Therefore, it's going to be mitame. If a platoso sakam batil, but the meat was cut by the flayer's knife, then it's batel by the hide. It's regarded not as meat, but as hide. And therefore, it's not mitame. I'm Rav Nachman Leula. I'm Rav Yochanan Afila Kisarta. That Rav Yochanan said this rule that the meat that's cut by the flayer's knife doesn't mitame, even in reference to a piece as big as a tarta. Right? That's big. Right? It's bigger than a kezias. Amalei says, "And yep, it's a filo kanafia, even if it's the size of a something as big as a sieve." Amalei, "And yep, Amalei, ha'elokim, by the Lord Himself." And Amar Li, Rabbi Yochanan Mufume, lo tzaisi lei. If Yochanan told me this with his own mouth, I wouldn't have paid attention to him because he can't be mivato such a big piece of meat. Right? It doesn't make sense to be mivato something so big. He saw the Rav Hoshaya ask chilei the Rav Ami. When Rav Hoshaya left Bavel, he went to Israel, he met Rav Ami. I'm with the Shemaita Kermi, and he said this teaching in front of him. And he said, Hachi Amar Ula v'Hachi Adar Le Rav Yochanan. Amalei, so he says, Mishum Rav Nachman Chasnei Rav Nesiyahu, because Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the Nasi, he's married to the Nasi's daughter. Bezalso Mishmaita Rav Yochanan, he's going to belittle the teaching of Yochanan. Zimnin another time, asked the Yosef HaKamalei HaSefer, Rav Hoshaya found Rav Ami sitting in the teaching of Yochanan's din, regarding the Mishnah's Seifa, Hayu Alav Shnei Chatzoy Zesim, and let's say there's two half Zesim of meat attached to the piece of the hide, Metamim Masav Lo Maga, that they're going to be Metamim just through carrying, but not through touching. Duvei Rishma, Rikiva Omer, Lo B'Maga Lo Masa, neither one of them. Rav Yochanan Lo Shana Lo Patzos Ochaya, this is only talking about where a wild animal ripped it up. In that case, if no holds, the piece of retain the Chashivas is meat, therefore they're going to be Metamim through carrying. Of a Patzos Ochaya, but if it's a knife, the flayer's knife, then it's going to be Batla. Rishma's masking that they have. Kezias is not going to give Tumah through carrying either, even through carrying. Amalei, so when Rav Ami heard this, I'm sorry, when hearing of Ami's verse of Yochanan's din, Rav Shai said, Mara, Seifa Mas, the master want to teach this in reference to the Mrs. Seifa, about the case of the two half kezisim that are attached to the hide. Amalei, so he says, some in, Ve'ela Ula Resha Amar Nehalaihu. But did Ula say that with regard to the Mrs. first part? In the case of where the full kezias is attached to the hide, Amalei in, he said, yes, Amalei says back, Alokim, Im Amalei Rishua ben Nun, Mishmei, even if Rishua ben Nun told me this din in his own name, let's say, I wouldn't listen to him. It doesn't make sense. So once he realized that Ula taught Rav Yochanan's qualification about the Mishnah's first part, Rav Ami rejected Ula's teaching. Ki asa ravin v'chol nachosi from Ura Aresha. When Ravin and all those who came from Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, they said Rav Yochanan's din was said in reference to the Mishnah's first part, like Ula had mentioned. Fret the Gemara. The Ela Kasha, but this brings a question because of the hide, if the ore is nullifying a kezias and meat by the that's cut by a flare, it should also move out to the tactus volume that's done by a flare, but this can't be. It's way too big. Gedabra Papa. And for the Gemara, like what Papa said, about a different part of the Mishnah, that, beep, turn the page. Kuf Chavdalet Amud Beis. Bimerudad. The case is where it thinned out, is where a thinned out strip of meat connects to two, half kezesim. Achanami bimerudad. Right here also. Rav Papa says that it's talking about the second part, about the two half kezesim and a veil of meat that attach to the piece of hide. The Gemara is not using this din to explain the first part. So here also, the Mishnah's first part, that's where the kezias of meat was thinned out. The thin layer of meat is not significant, therefore, the hide is able to mevatel it. Says the Mishnah, Hayu'alav. If let's say we've got, if there were two, Mishnah says two half kezesim attached to the hide, the meat would transfer the tuma by masa, but not through touching. That's Rabbi Yishmael's din. Amar Pada, lo shona ele me'achar. The Chacham have taught this din, Rabbi Yishmael, that the two kezesim, two half kezesim, don't transmit tuma through contact only when the person came into contact with the meat from behind, right, by touching the outside of the hide, opposite of the piece of meat. Avol malfanav, when it came in contact with the meat from in front, he directly touched the two kezesim of the meat, by shalom mask on the person is going to be tamei. Yesh togea v'chozer v'nogea. Because there's such a thing of tumma that making contact and then again making contact. If you have two acts of touching, they combine to commit tumma. So one who simultaneously touches two chatzi kezesim, v'nevela is going to be tamei. Rabbi Yochanan Amar argues, ain't no give because there is no such thing of touching and then after touching again. So even if a person comes to contact with the two half kezesim and the meat, he's going to say the person will still remain tahor.
V'azda Rabbi Yochanan the tamei, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Dosa ben Horkan, Asamar Dover Echad. They both said the same thing. Rabbi Yishmael had the Amran, that which you just said over here in this Mishnah, that if a person simultaneously touches two pieces of nevela that are less than gezais, then they're going to go ahead, they do not combine to make tumah. And Rabbi Dosa ben Horkan is the time within the Mishnah, call him a tamen ba'ol shenechaklu for any. One, if any of the things that convey tuma through ohel, meaning, let's say, a human body, were divided in two pieces, each contain less than the kezias, then v'chlisam etoch habayis, and you bring them into a house, or v'dosa ben herkulis metayr. He says that a person under the same roof, these two pieces remaining remain tahor, because each piece of its own is too small to pass on tuma. Chamat metame, the cham de metame, because the total amount over there is the amount that's necessary to be metame. Lav Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Horkan as Hasam. Now was in the thing over there. The Ein Ma'ale of the Chozer Ma'al is no such thing of Ohel and then another Ohel, meaning that these two instances of a roof over a piece of a dead body which is too small don't combine to transmit tuma. Hachanami here also Ein Ogeah v'Chozer Ogeah. There's no Ogeah and Chozer v'Ogeah. You don't have such a thing. And that's Rav Yochanan learns that this analogy between these dinim of Rabbi Yishmael and Rav Dosa ben Horkanus. Umidu Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanus, Rabbi Shmuel. Now, if you want to say that he's like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva, must be Rabbanon like Rabbi Kiva, Vahar Rabbi Kiva, Taler Kometar, to Kometar. But Rabbi Kiva, he said they have two half kazesim of Nevelamid attached to the hide, or they're entirely Tahor, both in reference to touching it and in carrying it. But Chachamim said that the two half kazesim of a dead body under one roof can combine to make tuma. So you see that the views of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim actually are not—they're not on the same page at all. So how can Rabbi Yochanan bring an analogy between them? Adkan lo kometar Rabbi Akiva ela ba'or. Rabbi Kiva did not paskin the meat tar except in the case of two half kezesim attached to a piece of leather, to the ore, to the hide. Aval ba'alma, but in a regular case, meaning if it's not attached to the hide, in a regular case, he would say that
that if somebody's touching simultaneously, right, two chetzik kedushim nevela meets, he's going to say the tamei, because he holds that the separate acts of touching do combine. So Rabbi Akiva's view is, does work with the chachamim, argue with Rabbi Yosef and Hyrcanus, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Kedekatani seifa, like we learn later on in the Mishnah, in the seifa, amod Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzai zeisim shetachma v'kisam be'esitam shutami. He's masking that if you take these two chetzik zeisim and you stick a piece of wood through them, that they're now connected, that person's going to be tummy if you move them. Why does he metarba or? He says the hide is mevatel these two half kazesim. Masiv Rav Ukva Bar Chama. He came and asked a question based on the following brisa. Bin nivla sam. Someone who touches its nevelo become tummy, which is mashma veloba or shal sheyesh alav shnei chatzai zesim. Right, but not someone who touches a piece of a hide that is to have kazesim and nevela attached to it. That person would not become tummy. Yochel afamatsa, you would think that this is true even in reference to the tumah that's gotten through carrying, which would mean that one who carries two half kazesim and nevela meat attached to a piece of hide would not become tummy. Tamad lomei v'anosi yitma. Then it says, the one who carries the nevela will be tummy. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Those are Rabbi Shmuel. Rikiva Omer, hanogea v'hanosea. Right, one who touches its nevela, one who carries its nevela. The fact that they're right next to each other, it says eshabal lechlal maga, that somebody who comes in the category of touching tuma, bal lechlal masa, also comes in the category of carrying. Loba lechlal maga, loba lechlal masa. And since the two have kazesim and nevela attached to a piece of hide can't transmit tuma through contact, they can't also through carrying as well. But it's really true that according to Rishma, the one who touches two afkazesim directly, right, is tamei, like Barpada said, Hare Balachlal Mago Milufanov. Then these afkazesim came to this category of contact, you know, a type of tumma of contact from in front. Therefore, even if carrying tumma is contingent on contact tumma, like Rabbi Akiva agreed, the afkazesim, you know, pieces attached to the hide should transmit tumah through carrying. But Rabbi Akiva says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, since the pieces don't transmit tumah through contact, they're also not able to do it through carrying either. So we see that even somebody who touches the pieces directly is not tummy. So Rabbi Akiva's statement goes against that of Bar Pada. That which comes into the category of contact, right, the type of tumah of contact on every side, even from behind, so even according to Bar Pada, the two afkazesim are not in the category of contact generated tumah on every side. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva's argument is valid, even according to the way that Bar Pada said it. Rav Avya Saba Rabba Barav Huna. Kulis stuma l'Rabbi Yishmael maus t'tami. What's Rabbi Yishmael's? What does he hold? If you have a completely closed marrow bone from a nevela that can transmit carrying tuma, does he hold that that's such a thing that's going to make tuma through carrying? Islay l'Rabbi Yishmael. Right, on the one hand, we know the Ozik Rabbi Yishmael that. Rabbi Shmuel might hold that Esha Balachla Maga, Balachla Masa, Lobalachla Maga, Lobalachla Masa. And since the ability of the veil of meat to transmit carrying tumma is contingent on its ability to transmit contact generated tumma, the closed marrow bone would not be able to transmit carrying tumma. And for Rabbi Shmuel is then here in our Mishnah about two half kazis, and the reason it does transmit carrying tumma is that it comes into the category of contact generated tumma up from in the front. Or maybe Rabbi Shmuel does not hold that the ability in the veil of meat to transmit carrying tumma is dependent on its ability to do through touching tumma, and therefore the closed marrow bone would transmit the tumma. Amar lei, said to Rav Avya, Orva Parach, a raven is flying by. Right, he's trying to distract him. He says, look, a bird. Amar lei, Rava Bray, after Rava, his son, says to him, that Vallav Hainu Rav Avya Sabah from Pumbadisa, wasn't there Rav Avya, the elder from Pumbadisa, the Meshabach Lan, Mar Begaved, the Gavarabahu, who Rav Rav Huna said, he's such a great man, why are you ignoring what he said? Amalei says, Ani Hayom Samchuni Bashishos, I am today in a state of, revive me with flasks of wine. Uboi Minai Melsa de Boi Taima, and he's asking something that needs reasoning. I wasn't able to answer in the condition that I was in right now. He wasn't in the proper state of mind. He was exhausted from giving drushas, and therefore he wasn't able to answer him at that moment. Amar Ula, Shnei Chatzoy Zeshem, Shetachvam, Bekesem, you put this splinter of wood and connect them. Afilu Molech HaMevi Kolayim Kuluvim, you bring it back for the whole day, Tahor. He's going to be Tahor. My time, why is that? Ksiv Nisa, it says Nisa, that which is carried, Vekarina Nosa, Verida, as one who carries. Not that which is carried, but one who carries. Bainan Nosin Vahud Nisa Bamasachas. We need a situation when one carries Nevela meat and is that which is carried as one. It's a volume of meat that can be carried as a single object on its own. It follows that one who carries two Afkazesa Nevela is not metamic through carrying Tumah. Tinan, but we learned in our Mishnah, how you love Shnei Chatzoy Zeisim, if they have two Kseizim like this, Metame Masav Lo Maga, that attached to the hide, they will be Metame through carrying, but not through touching, to Rabbi Shmuel. Amai, according to Ula, why should that be? V'halav Niso, this hide with two Afkazeisim does not fulfill the requirement that which is carried as one, because they're not connected. So, our Papa B'merudan, we're talking about they were thinned out, where a thinned out strip of meat connects the two Afkazeisim. And that connecting strip allows them, you know, to begin like one. Therefore, they're going to be Tame. Toshima, but we have let's take a look at a proof from our Mishnah. Moda b'kiv v'shechatoyizeshem tzutachum b'kisam v'sitam tzutame. Amai, why? V'halav niso. This is not something. The hide with two afkazesim does not fulfill the requirement. That which is carried is one. Hachanami b'merudad. We have a thin strip that's carried, that's attached, and therefore it will be Tame. Kitanai. This is the machlokas tanaim. It says in the Bible that both one who touches and one who moves the veil is tame. It loves our afenosi. It says even someone who carries it is tame. Atunosi lav mesitu is one who carries not the same as the one who moves it. What's the are adding? El lav hachkam is must be what he's saying. Echad no gev, echad mesit below nisa. Whether it's someone who touches it and one who moves the veil of meat that cannot be carried as one, you know, it's two. Unconnected afkazesim is tame. Says v'hudenisa. This is talking about a case. This is true only if that which is carried is one. It's got to be meat that can be carried as a single unified object. But if one touches or carries two separate ones, is not going to be tame. Oh my af. Then what do you mean? Then even this case now. Ema v'hudenisa. Change the lush, and what it means is, and this is true only if that which is carried as one. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.